And welcome back to Sterling High School. Mark Canner along with you. Delta Baseball, presented by Gary Ryer State Farm Insurance.
We've got the lineup.
Gary Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Gary and his amazing staff at 874-8626. And you get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Gary Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. Delta won their game against Bennett 11-0 in 5 innings. Sterling won their game over Middle Park 21-0 in 3 innings. And so here we are, ready for the regional championship here in Sterling. Take a look at your starting lineups, brought to you by Hellman Motor Company. New or pre-owned, it's easy to shop, save, and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCo.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta. Everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. So Delta will be the visiting team here. So they will bat first, and leading off for the Panthers will be the second baseman, Ryland Bynum, followed by the shortstop, Landon Clay. Batting third will be the starting pitcher, Braden Sprout. Batting in the cleanup spot will be the catcher, Brendan Baer. Batting fifth will be the right fielder, Ty Reed. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Lance Porter. In the seventh hole will be the left fielder, Connor Workman. Batting eighth will be the designated hitter, Jesse Delgado, who will be batting for the first baseman, Trayton Sandoval, and batting ninth will be the center fielder, Brett Leho. Leading off for Sterling will be the left fielder, Jackson Kyle. Batting second, the right fielder, Cass Combs. Batting third will be the pitcher, Dylan DiOrio. And batting in the cleanup spot will be the first baseman, Andrew Mike. Batting fifth will be the center fielder, Noah Soper. Batting sixth, the designated hitter, Jake Gordon. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Stephen Seggie. And batting eighth, the catcher, Wyatt Buckley. And batting ninth, the shortstop, Easton Wilson. Jake Gordon, the designated hitter, hitting for the second baseman, Andrew Stavarda. So both teams saving their aces for this championship contest. Dylan DiOrio is the starter for Sterling, and his numbers on the season, he's 6-0 in 9 appearances, has one save. Excuse me, I was looking at the wrong line there. 163 earned run average and 10 walks, 52 strikeouts, an on-base average against of 227. So for this game here against Sterling, Delta is going to need to grind it out here, I think. This is going to be one of those games where you're facing your opponent's ace, and you've got your ace on the mound, and you just need to match them pitch for pitch and maybe get a couple bounces your way and limit the errors, limit the free passes, and just play a clean baseball game. That's really what it's going to come down to here for Delta. So Delta with a really good game one here. Ty Reed was on the mound for Delta. He allowed 3 hits in the shutout, 5 strikeouts, 2 walks. And so everybody on the staff available here in the regional championship for Delta, including Reed, who only threw 61 pitches in the first game. So if they need him to come in relief, he can do that. He's done that a couple times this year, actually, where he's started a game and then came back in relief in either later that game or in the second game of a doubleheader. So not something new for Delta's freshman. So, Ryland Bynum will lead off for the Panthers, and he went 1-for-2 in the first game, reached on a fielder's choice, had a couple RBIs, scored a couple runs, stole a base, so Delta. So Ryland looking to set the table for his Panther brethren. First pitch brought to you by Taco Time. Taco Time's a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. Here's the first pitch to Bynum. It's on the inside corner for a strike. Here's the 0-1 from DiOrio. That fastball misses inside, and the count's now even. So DiOrio set and delivers. This one's going to be a fly ball to left field. That's going to get past the left fielder, goes all the way to the wall, and a leadoff double for Bynum is how Delta will start the baseball game. A good start for Delta. So, weather's still cold here as Landon Clay will come to the plate. So, the temperature here is the first pitch is thrown was 50 degrees. And this one will be lined off foul on the right side by Clay. So, overcast sky, the wind is blowing out to left center, as it was in the first game for the Panthers. Here's the 0-1 pitch from DiOrio. Swing and a miss by Clay. That one had him crossed up. As, came in on Clay's knuckles, and he swung over the top of it. Bynum, the runner at second, dances off of second there. The second baseman, Savarda, working in and out on him. The pitch, back up the middle, and the shortstop, Wilson, up with it, and on to first. That'll get Bynum over to third. So just as good as a sack bunt, and Bynum now in just 90 feet away from scoring. So Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Grado in game one. 1-for-2 with a double was hit by a pitch. Stands in on the left side against the righty DiOrio. The pitch misses the outside corner. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss. So the count's even at 1 now to Brado. So step out now, back in. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. So a fastball on the outside half of the plate. And Sprouty cannot catch up with it. So Brado going to have to be tough with 2 in battle. The pitch. Misses the inside corner. That one looked close from up here. Apparently not as close as it appeared. And the pitch. That one. Outside, and the count's now full. Brendan Bear, the on-deck hitter. Here's the payoff pitch from DiOrio. Swing and a miss. And in creations on main strikeout, the first one of the game for DiOrio. There's 2 outs in the inning, and Brendan Bear will come to the plate. Here's the pitch. Taken for strike 1 on the outside corner. The pitch, that's way outside, and the count's even at 1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. I think that was an off-speed there from DeOrio, and he's now ahead in the count 1-2. Two outs here in the top of the first inning. The pitch outside, and the count's even. Bynum led off with a double. He made it to third, and that's where he's at now with Deuces Wild on the board. Here's the pitch outside, and the count's full. The pitch, foul, that's a plate. So Brendan able to battle that one off, and he'll get a look at another pitcher. The pitch, inside, and Bear's going to draw a two-out Delta Cabinet Company walk. We're going to get a courtesy runner, I imagine. Looks like it's going to be Chaz Wilkes once again. Ty Reed now comes to the plate. Ty, 1-for-2 with a double, couple RBIs, and a run scored in the first game. Also had that marvelous performance on the mound. So looking for a two-out base hit here and score back, Delta's first run. Reed steps in. And the pitch. Reed takes the first pitch, fastball, strike on the outside half. The runners on the corners for Delta. Wilkes at first, Bynum at second or third. The pitch. This one will be line foul off the right on the right side, and now Reed's going to have to be tough with two and protect. The pitch. Swing and a miss. So two strikeouts in the first inning for DeOrio, and Delta will leave a couple runners stranded. Sterling will come to the plate for their half of the first here in just a few minutes. Kyle Combs and DeOrio to lead off the bottom of the first inning for Sterling. My streaming broadcast, sponsored by Delta Cabinet Company, with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family-owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Sunflower Room, another fine sponsor. You need help to relax? Well, Stacy Finicky at the Sunflower Room. Melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Finicky at the Sunflower Room. So Miley Cyrus singing about a party in the USA on the PA. Delta's hoping to party in Sterling here tonight, or at least on the bus trip home after picking up a victory if they can, and a regional title here in Region 3 of the 3A state tournament. Looking to advance to the Elite 8 next week in Aurora. So Brayden Sprout on the air. It's a pretty good year. Worked himself into the ace role of this staff. 6-2 record in 13 appearances, 8 of those starts. He's had 4 complete games, a 3.43 earned run average, 10 walks, 66 strikes. If Sprouty can hit his spots today, he can hopefully keep these Sterling hitters off balance. So leading off will be Jackson Kyle. Kyle batting 397 with four doubles, four triples, and six home runs on the season. Taco time first pitch to Kyle. Misses low for a ball. So Sprouty, the lefty, on the bump. Stares in, has his time. He'll kick and fire. This one will be lined to right field, and it will go over the fence. A leadoff home run for Jackson Kyle. That one carried a ways, and it looked like it might hook foul, but unfortunately for Delta, just inside the foul pole down the right field line. So Cass Combs will come to the plate now. Cass Combs batting 444 with four doubles and a home run on the season. Six walks, five strikeouts. So Sterling draws first blood here. It's 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard here in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the pitch. This one will be hit into right field. Fly ball. Tracked down by Ty Reed. And that'll be the first out of the inning. And now Dylan DiOrio to the plate. Sterling Ace here batting 342. Five doubles, a triple, and two home runs on the season. Eight walks, eight strikeouts for 95 on base percentage. Taco time first pitch to DiOrio, right down the heart of the plate for a strike. DiOrio steps out, now back in. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Got DiOrio reaching out over the plate there on a pitch outside of the zone. And now Bredo way ahead here. The pitch. Swing and a miss. And Bredo with his first inning creations on main strikeout of the game. The second out of the inning. And now Andrew Mike will come to the plate. Sterling, first baseman on the season, batting 476, five doubles, three triples, and a home run. Pitch to Mike, swung on and missed. Mike with 11 walks, six strikeouts on the season. Here's the 0-1. That ricochets off the shin guard of the catcher Bear and back out toward Sprout. Pitch was low, so the count's even at 1 now. Here's the pitch. This one will be fouled back over the backstop, and again, Bredo out ahead of the batter, 1-2. And the pitch. Mike lays off a high fastball, and the count's even at 2 now. So Sprout, after giving a leadoff homer, giving up a leadoff homer, looking to retire the next three batters in order. That pitch misses, and the count is full. Three balls, two strikes, two outs, bottom of the first. Sterling is ahead 1-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Here's the payoff pitch from Bredo. That it misses somewhere. I'm not sure where that missed. It looked like it was clearly over the plate, maybe a little low. It looked like it was right at the knees, but instead it's a two-out Delta Cabinet Company walk, and Noah Soper will come to the plate. Soper batting .352 on this season, six doubles and two home runs. 11 walks, 12 strikeouts. This one is out to center. It's going to bounce by Leo. Leo then falls down, throws from his butt, and Soper turns a single into a two-base error. And Mike, who was at first after the walk, will score. And now Jake Gordon will come to the plate with the Tigers leading 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Gordon batting .326 on the season, three doubles, one triple. So I'm curious if the outfield grass is a little slick out there. As Leo slipped as he tried to pick the ball up and ended up on his keister. Here's the pitch. That 1-0 in for a strike. Counts even at 1-2 Gordon. Brado stares in. He's got his sign now. And the pitch. That's on the inside half for a strike. Noah Soper, the runner on third after a two-base error. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. And in creations on main. Strikeout. Second strikeout of the inning for Braden. And after giving up the two runs, he will get out of the inning. And Delta will try to do some damage here coming up in the second, sending the 6, 7, and 8 holes to the plate. My streaming broadcast is sponsored by Dowdy Steel and Machines. Since 1935, Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Give them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. A&M Creations on Main, another fine sponsor of my broadcast. A&M Creations on Main and Delta. Go to 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant, Steak, Seafood, Burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping. At A&M Creations on Main, stopping at 7305 Main Street in Delta, where they're making dining experiences. I know Friday and Saturday nights at A&M Creations, they've got their prime rib. It's always a good cut of meat, however you like it. And so Delta will send Porter, Workman, and Delgado to the plate. In the first game against Bennett, Porter was 1-for-2 with a double. He reached on an error and scored a run. And he'll swing at the Taco Time first pitch, pop it up behind second base, and Wilson will come across the diamond and make that catch. So one pitch, one out for Delta. Now Connor Workman will come to the plate. Connor with a single, reached on an error, was hit by a pitch, scored a couple runs in the first game. The pitch, back up the middle, off the mound. Wilson fields it cleanly and will get the speedy Workman at first. Wilson defends that play very well, backed up on the two-hopper and able to field it cleanly, get it on to the first baseman, Mike, for the 6-3 putout. And now Jesse Delgado will come to the plate. Delgado batting .357 on the season with a double and two triples. Here's the pitch. It's going to sail inside to Delgado. Here's the 1-0 pitch from DiOrio. That'll catch the inside corner. Definitely not Delgado's pitch there on the inside. So the count will be even at 1. The pitch. That's on the outside half for strike 2. 1-2, 2-2. Sterling up 2-0 here in the top of the second inning. The pitch. Swing and a miss by Delgado. Delgado got jammed on that one. And in creations on main strikeout. Third strikeout by DiOrio in the game. Delta goes in order here in the top of the second. Sterling looking to send 7, 8, and 9 to the plate. My broadcast, sponsored by Delta Ace Hardware. They've been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive. Surely your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. Grand Mesa Motorsports is another fine sponsor of my streaming broadcast. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. There's a 1325 Highway 50 today, Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. So Sprout out for the to work the second here against Seggy, Buckley, and Wilson.
Third baseman
Steven Seggy on the season, batting 270 with a couple of doubles and a couple of long balls. He's 5 walks and 18 strikeouts. Here's the pitch from the southpaw Sprout. Swing and a miss. Sprout stares in. He's set now, and here's the 0-1. Swing and miss. It was a three-quarter check swing, but Seggy did go around, and it's quickly 0-2 to the Sterling third baseman. Here's the pitch. That tails inside. As it looks like Brado missed his release point on that one, and it's 1-2 now to Seggy. Fredo's got his sign. He kicks and fires. That one misses inside, and the count's even at 2. But he steps up. Now he'll be back in. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. And then A&M Creations on main strikeout will be the first out of the inning. It's the third strikeout of the game for Sprout. Will Buckley will come to the plate now. Buckley batting 283 with 3 doubles and 2 triples on the season. 9 walks, 25 strikeouts. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. So Buckley steps up, now back in, and the pitch. That's right down the heart of the plate for strike 2. So the batters that Brado has started off with the first pitch strike, he's been able to get out. The two that he wasn't was Kyle, who had the leadoff home run, and Soper, who had the single, and then ended up on third with the two-base error by Lehel out in the center. The 0-2 pitch is fouled off on the right side, out of play. Here's the pitch. That one just missed the zone somewhere. Looked like it was close to that inside corner, and the home plate umpire says it's just off. Brado stares in. Now he comes set. Here's the 1-2 to Buckley. That one also misses. I'm not sure where that one missed, but again, can't catch that inside portion. So Sprout even took a little off that one. It was an off-speed pitch. And here's the 2-2. This one on the ground to Porter, up with it on the first, and the out. 5-3 on the putout, and now Easton Wilson will come to the plate. Wilson batting .368 on the season with four doubles, a triple, and a home run. 17 strikeouts, 11 walks. So two down here in the bottom of the second inning. Sterling still leads 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Taco Time first pitch to Wilson. This is outside for a ball. Here's the 1-0. That'll miss inside. So Brado trying to get that breaking ball on the inside for a strike, and he's so close, but the umpire's just not giving it to him. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. So straight up fastball from Sprouty there. He needed to catch up in the count a little bit. Here's the 2-1. Swing and a miss on a pitch in the dirt, and the count's even at 2 now. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Deuces Wild on the board. 2-0 Sterling on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. There's the pitch, and it is high and outside, and the count is full. Sprout's set. And here is the payoff pitch. And he can't get the breaking ball on the inside corner. And it's a two-out Delta Cabinet Company walk. What happened last inning, Sprout able to get the two batters after the leadoff homer and then gave up a walk. And that base runner came around to score, so hopefully Delta can keep that from happening two innings in a row as Jackson Kyle will come to the plate. Kyle put one just inside the foul pole in right field as Sprouty spikes this pitch up to the plate. It gets away from Bear, and Wilson will be at second as a result of the wild pitch. Kyle back into the right side against the lefty Sprout. Here's the pitch. That one's low and inside. Ball two. Sprouty stares there. He comes set. Checks the runner Wilson out at second. Now comes home. This one up to Clay. And he gets it to first, and scooped by Sandoval. Great play defensively as the runner ran right in front of Clay at short. He's able to field it cleanly, get it on to first base, where Sandoval able to dig it out of the dirt for the third out of the inning, and No damage done, even though Sprout gave up the two-out walk to Wilson. And the score remains 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as we head to the third. My broadcast presented by Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance is your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 or get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryer State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So Delta will have the 9-1 and 2 batters due up here in the third. That's Leho, Bidem, and Clay. DiOrio comes out to pitch the third. So Delta will try to get something going here with Leho coming to the plate. Brett went 2-for-3 with a double and a run scored in the first game. Here's the pitch. Taken high for a ball. So Brett steps out now. He'll step back in. Now he'll step out again. And now he's ready. DiOrio stares in, has his start. Kicks and fires, misses the outside, and it's 2-0 now to Leho. So the wind's swirling a little bit now on the field, but it looks like it's still blowing out to left center. The pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 2-1. DiOrio spares in, delivers the 2-1, and it's a check swing up to third. Steggy cannot make the play, and Leho gets on a little oopsie-daisy out toward third base, and Steggy cannot field it. Leho will be on first via the error, and the top of the lineup card, Rylan Bynum will come to the plate. He led the game off with a double, stranded at third. So good speed with Leho out at first now. A good lead by him, held on by Mike. The pitch. That'll be at the knees on the outside half for a strike. Leho with an even better lead now down at first base. The pitch. And a foul back to the backstop. And Bynum now has a 1-1 count. Sterling leads 2-0 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And the pitch. And that'll miss high and inside. And find him ahead in the count. So as all good leadoff hitters, find him very patient at the plate. Usually goes deep into an at-bat. The pitch. This one, a little bit of a jam job. It pops up to Wilson into the outfield grass, but he'll make the catch. And now with one out, Landon Clay will come to the plate. Clay grounded to Wilson in the first. Leho still the runner at first. Just the signs come in from Steve Ryer down to the third base coach's box. Good lead by Brad at first. The pitch. Breaking ball breaks off the outside half of the plate and out of the zone. So Clay steps out, now back in quickly. Here's the 1-0. That tails inside, and it's 2-0 now to the Delta shortstop. White Diorio is ready for the pitch. That one catches the outside corner. And Clay now has a 2-1 count. The pitch. That tails inside out of the zone, and Clay will step out. Now back in, 3-1 to count to Landa. Good lead by Leho down at first. The pitch. And a 5-pitch Delta Cabinet Company walk. And Delta has runners at first and second. Landon Clay at first, Leho at second, and Braden Sprout coming to the plate. Sprout, he struck out swinging for the second out of the first inning. Looking to redeem himself now with a runner in scoring position. Diorio stares in, he's got his sign. Checks the runner. Now the pitch. This one lifted up and out of play on the right side. Flies back behind the Sterling dugout, and it'll be 0-1 to Sprout. Diorio shakes off the pitch, shakes off the sign. Now he'll come set. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Off-speed pitch had Sprouty fooled, but now he's got to be tough with two. And down. Bears sitting on deck. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Sprout. And he will catch the outside corner for strike three and got Sprout looking with the in-in creations on main strikeout. It's the fourth strikeout of the game for Diorio. And now Brendan Baer will come to the plate. Baer drew a two-out walk back in the first. So runners remain at first and second. Pitch to Brendan is swung on and missed. Diorio stares it. He comes set and delivers, and this one will be lifted out to center field. Soper going back and on. And taken the one-run advantage on a home run by Brendan Baer to straightaway center field. Soper was on a dead sprint and hit the fence as the ball sailed over. A three-run blast by Brendan Baer. And Delta has the lead 3-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So with the bases empty, Ty Reed will come to the plate. Reed struck out swinging to end the first inning. So Diorio will stare in. The pitch. This one is out of play on the right side. And now 0-2 to Reed. Diorio working quickly now. Here's the pitch. And that one will catch the inside corner for strike three looking. That is the fifth aid and creations on main strikeout for Diorio, but came a batter too late as Brendan Baer with a three-run blast here will put Delta ahead 3-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as we go to the bottom of the third inning. Sterling with the 2, 3, and 4 holes due up now for their half of the third. My broadcast here is brought to you by Hellman Motor Company, newer pre-owned. He's the shop save and buy from Hellman Motor Company. They have a vehicle for every budget, plus service made easy with drop-off and pickup available. Visit HellmanMotorCompany.com or stop by 750 Highway 92 in Delta at HellmanMotorCo.com, where everything we do is driven by you at Hellman Motor Company. Another fine sponsor is Taco Time. Taco Time is a quick-service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared home-style Mexican food, open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's your go-to for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Time, 707 Main in Delta. So Combs, the Oreo, and Mike do up for Sterling. Combs flew out to Ty Reed in the first.
Well, game on here in this regional final.
He'll step in on the right side against the lefty Sprouse. Brado stares in. He comes set. The Taco Time first pitch to Combs. Looks to bunt, and he'll punt it foul. And it's 0-1. Here's the 0-1 to Combs. And it is low. And the count's even at 1. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. That one actually might have been fouled back off of Brendan Bear's mitt. Regardless, it is 1-2 to the Sterling right fielder. Brado's set. And the pitch. That misses outside, and the count's even at 2. And the pitch. That'll miss. And the count's full. The sun poking through just a little bit, as it has been mostly overcast here in Sterling today with a swirling wind. The payoff pitch from Brado. Swing and a miss. Nope, they're going to say it's fouled off of the catcher there. So we will do it over again. So, once again, the payoff pitch from Sprout. This one will be fouled off, and we continue the battle here in this at bat. Sprout v. Combs. Here's the pitch from Sprouty. Swing and a miss on a pitch out of the zone, and Tanayan in creations on main strikeout, the fourth one of the game for Sprout. And now Dylan DiOrio will come to the plate. DiOrio, the first strikeout victim of Sprout back in the first. Sprouty shakes off a sign. Now he'll come set. The pitch. This one will be popped up. Lejo coming in. It's going to fall in front of Workman. It kind of dropped in a no man's land. And Clay was going out, quickly realized he wasn't going to get it. Workman was sprinting in, as was Lejo from center, and fell in front of Connor. So, a one-out single for DiOrio, and he will be at first. And now Andrew Michael come to the plate. He drew a two-out walk, came around to score, as he will hit one deep to right field. Reed, able to get underneath it and makes the catch. D'Orio goes back to first, and with two down, Noah Soper will come to the plate. He singled and ended up on third because of an error by Leho trying to field the single in center field. So the pitch, that's right there for a strike. So Soper will step out now, back in. The pitch. This one will be yanked on the left field line and foul. And now Brado way out ahead, 0-2. Two outs here in the bottom of the third. Delta leads 3-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. D'Orio with a good lead down at first. Now he's going. This one is going to be popped up into right field, and Reed able to track it down. And the single in the inning does not hurt. Delta able to get two outs. Immediately following that, both fly balls to Ty Reed in right field. So at the end of three, Delta leads 3-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. In the top of the fourth, Delta will send 6-7-8 to the plate. Delta Panthers baseball presented by Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance. They're your local trusted State Farm Insurance agent. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 to get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Reiner State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So it'll be Porter, Workman, and Delgado due up for the Panthers here in the fourth inning. Porter popped up to the shortstop back in the second inning. It actually popped it up behind second, and it had drifted to the first base side, but Wilson came across the diamond, across the it and over, and made the catch there. So Porter looking to help set the table for his squad here as Delta leads 3-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So D'Orio stares in. He's set. And the taco time first pitch to Porter. He'll take it low and inside for a ball. The pitch, that will also miss inside, and Porter now up quickly 2-0 on D'Orio. Here's the pitch. This one will be hit foul out of play on the right side. The pitch. Jammed Porter, and the count's now even as Lance swung and missed at that one. Here's the 2-2. This one will be fouled off on the right side. The first baseman Mike gives chase, but it'll sail out of play. Count will remain even at 2. D'Orio's set, and the pitch, and this one will be fouled into the top of the backstop, and that's where it stays. And the pitch. And Porter able to check his swing, and they're going to say he did not go around. It was close. And the count's full. Here's the payoff pitch by D'Orio. This one will be lifted into left field. Kyle gets underneath it and makes the catch to retire Porter. And now Connor Workman will come to the plate. He grounded to Wilson at shortstop for the second out of the second inning. The pitch misses low. So Delgado, the on-deck batter, the 0-1 will be hit into left field. Kyle coming in, and it's going to drop in front of the left fielder. So Workman with a one-out single, and Jesse Delgado will come to the plate. Delgado, one of Diorio's five strikeouts in the game to end the second inning in his only other at-bat today. Signs come in from Joe Dreyer down on the third base side, and now Delgado will step in. Here's the pitch, as that one will be low. So a nice block by the catcher, Buckley. As it rolled away from him, Workman not able to advance. Connor with a good lead down at first, held on by Mike. The pitch will be fouled out of play on the right side, and counts even. Aces across the board, one ball, one strike, one out. A one-run lead for Delta, 3-2 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as Diorio is set. The pitch, this one will be fouled off on the right side again. And now Jesse's going to have to be tough with two and protect the plate here as he battles. Delgado will step back into the box. Diorio looks over at Workman at first, now comes home, and this is going to be chopped back to the pitcher. Diorio not able to make the play. Delgado. So, reach. And would have been tough for Diorio to make that play anyway. I'm going to give Delgado a single on that. Workman ends up at first. And so Delta, runners at first and second. Delgado at first. Workman at second and Lejo at first. He reached on an error by the third baseman back last inning, came around to score. Here's the pitch, and it misses low. So, middle infielders at double play depth. The corner is playing in. Try to cut down the run at third. Here's the pitch. And this pitch will be fouled back to the backstop. Counts even at one now to the Delta center fielder. Workman with a good lead off of second. Delgado with a good lead behind the first baseman Mike at first. Diorio set. Here's the 1-1, and this one will be swung on and missed at a pitch that was low. And now Lejo going to have to have a two-strike approach at the plate. The pitch. This one fouled off to the right. One ball, two strikes. One out here in the top of the fourth inning. Diorio's set now, which runners at first and second. He'll check him now, come home, and this tails inside on Lejo. Came close to hit him, but just able to get out of the way was Brett, and the count's even at two. Workman out at second, Delgado at first after back-to-back singles. Here's the pitch, and this one will be fouled back to the backstop as Lejo continues to battle. Reyes steps out, now back in. DiOrio's set and fires. This one's going to be fouled. Nope, they're going to say that he swings and misses. Canadian creations on main. Strikeout for the second out of the inning. The sixth strikeout of the game for DiOrio is the runners will move up as the ball got away from the catcher, Buckley. The Delta, the two runners in scoring position, and Rylan Bynum coming to the plate. Bynum one for two with a double today. Looking to extend Delta's lead with two outs. The pitch. This one is going to be a hit into center field, but the center fielder, Stoper, makes a catch as the ball hung up there. My streaming broadcast brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. Another fine sponsor is the Sunflower Room. Do you need help to relax? Let's face it, Mickey at the Sunflower Room. Melt the pain and stress away. She's board certified in therapeutic massage and bodywork, specializing in pain and stress relief since 1999. Call to make an appointment today, 874-2939. That's Stacy Sinicki at the Sunflower Room. So Braden Sprout out to work the fourth inning. So far, Sprout with four strikeouts, no walks here in the game. Gave up two runs in the first inning, but since then has settled down and will face Gordon, Steggy, and Buckley. Gordon was a strikeout victim in the first inning. Sprout stares in. Got his sign. He's set. And the pitch. That one's going to sail out of the zone. Gordon steps out, now back in. And the pitch. This one, Gordon checks his swing, and it's 2-0 to the Tiger designated hitter. The pitch. That'll miss high and out way. And there's now three balls to no strikes on Gordon. The pitch. That one is right there for a strike. As Gordon taking the whole way with a 3-0 count, and Gordon steps out, now back in. The pitch, that one will miss inside. It's a 5-pitch leadoff. Delta Cabinet Company walk for Gordon, and Steven Seggy will come to the plate. He was also a strikeout victim, was the first out in inning number two. So Seggy strides to the plate. We'll move some dirt around and kick up some dust as Gordon will be on it first, held on by Sandoval. So Porter will be in almost to the grass on third. The pitch and the batter Seggy looks to lay down a sack bunt, and it'll go foul. And Swipe Porter's in on the grass. Middle infielders, double play depth, and Looks like the outfielders straight away, although Workman might be shaded towards center just a smidge. So Seggy back into the right side against the lefty Sprout. And he's going to throw over a Doughty Stealing Machine pickoff throw over to first base. And Gordon back in plenty of time. The pitch as the runner's going, and Seggy's going to foul it at the plate. But apparently Seggy didn't make contact, and the ball bounced away from there, and Gordon will steal second. Thought Seggy had made contact. Instead, it's a called strike two, or a swinging strike two, and here's the 0-2 pitch from Sprout. This one will be swung on, and it's high to right field. Reed's coming in, and it'll drop in for a base hit. The throw goes to second, gets away from Clay, who's covering the bag. And Seggy, who never stopped running, ends up at second base on the double, and Gordon will end up at third. So Reed with a long run to get there. Bynum with a long run to get out there, and it just drops in kind of no man's land. So no outs. Runners at second and third for the Tigers. Here's the pitch to the batter, Buckley, and misses the zone. It's 1-0. Buckley 0-1 today, grounded to Porter down at third for the second out of the second inning. Here's the pitch. The 1-0 outside, and it's 2-0. The pitch. And it misses. So infielders playing in, trying to cut down the runner at the plate if it's hit sharply to them. The pitch, that's a strike. So 3-1 the count to Buckley. Here's the pitch from Brado. That's going to be hit into center field. Leo on the sprint can't make the diving catch as he stumbles. Reed gets over to field it. One run will score, two runs will score, and on the double, the Tigers regain the lead 4-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So back-to-back doubles and no outs. And now the infield comes to the mound for a discussion. Courtesy runner for the catcher at first. Cason Bamford will be the runner. So that'll bring Easton Wilson to the plate. Wilson walked back in the second inning. The pitch. Fouled at the plate, and the umpire says no contact was made, so apparently no contact made, and the ball gets away from Bear, and Bamford ends up at third. The pitch, this is outside, and counts even at 1-0 to Wilson. That's twice now where it's looked like the batter has fouled the ball off, but the umpire at home plate says no contact made, and Sterling able to take an extra base out of it. The pitch, that one was fouled. off of Bear and one and two go out here in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch misses and the count's even. So Gordon leads the inning off with a walk and then back-to-back doubles by Seggy and Buckley. Two runs in the inning, and Wilson at the plate with no outs and a 2-2 count. The pitch, that will be strike three, and Wilson knew it as he started trotting back to the dugout before the umpire even called the Delta Cat, or excuse me, A&M Creations on main strikeout. So one out in the inning, fifth strikeout for Sprout in the game, and Jackson Kyle will come to the plate. He's grounded out to short and homered in the game. So Sprout stares in and now delivers. This one on the ground, chopped foul on the third base dive. So, Kyle adjusting something on his uniform now. He'll step back in as the sun pokes through here in the afternoon. This pitch has popped up. First base side, and this one will sail out of play off the Tiger dugout. And now Brado up 0-2. So the field blanketed in sunshine now. It's the first time all day that we've had this much sun. So infield playing in here with one out. The runner on third. The pitch. That misses high. So it's 1-2 to Kyle. Brado with his fire. And the pitch. This one is in the dirt. Gets through Bear, but good hustle by Brendan. And the runner Banford not able to score from third. So two balls, two strikes, one out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. The pitch. Swing and a miss. And so back-to-back and increases on main strikeouts. The sixth strikeout of the game for Sprout. And more importantly, Delta now with two outs in the inning. Cass Combs will come to the plate. 0-2 with a strikeout today. Shotty stares in as his time. He'll kick and deliver. A pitch way outside for a ball. Here's the 1-0, and that'll be in the zone on the inside half. So Sprout able to finally place that inside breaking ball. And the pitch. And this one low and outside. So Sprout stares in. Has the sign. Here's the 2-1 pitch. That one will catch the zone. A high strike called. And that one looked like it was high and outside, but the umpire calling strike two, so the count's even now. And the pitch. This one lined into left field. Two-out RBI single for Combs. And the Tigers extend their lead to two now. It's 5-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So Dylan DeOrio will come to the plate. He singled and struck out today. So Sprout comes set, and the pitch, this is high. So Sprout will look at Combs at first. Now come home with the pitch and can't find the zone. It's 2-0. DeOrio steps up, now back in. The pitch. This one bounces off the shin guard for Bear, and no throw made. Combs will take second on the wild pitch. And it's 3-0 to DeOrio. And now the runner is going to third, and a bad throw by Sprout as Combs manufacturing a run as he was stealing third. Porter late to cover the bag as Sprout threw errantly, and on the error by the pitcher, Combs will score the sixth run for the Tigers, and the 3-0 pitch is swung on and missed by DeOrio. And the pitch, it's going to miss low, and a two-out Delta Cabinet Company walk to the pitcher, and now Andrew Mike will come to the plate. Mike is 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored today. So two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning, and five runs plated. For the inning, the 1-0 pitch misses for ball two. The pitch, that misses. So here's the 3-0 from Sprouty. That catches the outside corner, and it's 3-1. So Fredo scuffling a little bit here on the mound. He gave up a leadoff walk and a back-to-back doubles before a strikeout. That pitch is a swing and a miss, and a Bear will throw down, and it sails into center field. So DeOrio with a stolen base and will take third on the error. The count's full to Mike. Here's the payoff pitch. This one fouled back to the backstop. And the payoff pitch again. That catches the outside corner. A late strike call. So Sprout will get Mike with the A&M Creations on main strikeout. That'll be the seventh strikeout of the game for Sprout. And Delta finally able to get out of the inning, but the errors coming back to haunt Delta there. And so Delta will go to the fifth with the 2, 3, and 4 holes coming to the plate. Dowdy Steel and Machine, a proud sponsor of my broadcast since 1935. Dowdy Steel and Machines offered a wide array of welding and fabrication services, including laser cutting, steel fabrication, crane service, power coating, sandblasting, and so much more. Work together with Dowdy Steel and Machine, and they'll help you get your project done right. Get them a call today at 874-7518. That's Dowdy Steel and Machine. And in Creations on Main and Delta, another proud sponsor. They were voted 2021 Best All-Around Restaurant. Steak, seafood, burgers, and more. Check out their weekly specials and follow them on Facebook to stay up to date on everything that's popping today in Creations on Main. Stopping at 305 Main Street, where they're making dining experiences. So the Tigers able to push across 4 in their half of the fourth. Couple of doubles in that inning, a couple of walks, and a couple of errors all coming back to haunt the Panthers. The lead is only 3, 6-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as we head to the fifth. Clay, Sprout, and Bear due to come to the plate. Diorio back out the pitch.
Ready.
And so Lando has walked and grounded out to short today. He's also scored one of the 3 Delta runs. So Clay steps in. Looking to set the table for Delta. The pitch. Tails inside for a ball. This pitch will be a single into right. Over Gavarda at second base. And the leadoff single by Clay, and Braden Sprout will come to the plate. Sprout, a couple of strikeouts today, 1 swinging, 1 looking. Here's the pitch. This one swung on, popped up back, and the catcher, Buckley, able to make the catch, falling backward. So the wind blows that one back into the field of play, and Buckley able to make a circus catch to bring Brendan Bear to the plate. Bear has walked and had a 3-run blast back in the third inning. The pitch on the outside corner for strike 1. So Clay with a good lead off of first, held on by Mike. Here's the 0-1 from Diorio. This one, a off roller to third. Steggy up with it, makes the play at first, and gets the second out of the inning. That one came off the end of the bat of Bear and rolled slowly out to Steggy at third. Makes a good throw to get the Delta catcher. Clay ends up at second, and Ty Reed will come to the plate. He's also had a couple of strikeouts today, 1 looking, 1 swinging, and he'll take ball 1 on a pitch outside of the zone. So a long look in from Diorio. Now he'll come set. And the pitch. This one chopped back toward the pitcher over his head into the glove of Savara, and he will go 4-3 on the putout. So a leadoff single, but Delta not able to do anything with it as They go in order after that, and the Tigers will lead, continue to lead 6-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard here in the middle of five. Grand Mesa Motorsports is a proud sponsor of my streaming broadcast. Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV side-by-side snowmobile and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest new products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Plus a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit 1325 Highway 50 today. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority. Delta Cabinet Company is another proud sponsor of my broadcast. Delta Cabinet Company with cabinet design solutions for your home and office. Delta Cabinet Company has been locally and family owned for over 30 years. Visit DeltaCabinetCompany.com for all your cabinet needs. Delta Cabinet Company. So with the weather today, some concern was made about whether or not we'd be able to get these games in today. Most of the reason why we started at 9 o'clock this morning when Delta faced Bennett, and we've kind of been cruising along since then as the clouds starting to break up a little bit, and I think I may see some blue sky out there. So the day has played out okay weather-wise. It is still pretty chilly here in Sterling as the wind continues to blow out to left center. Noah Soper will come to the plate. He's 1-for-2 today. The pitch. And Soper squares the bunt, pulls back, takes strike one on the outside half. So the pitch. Swing and a miss at the 0-1. So, a breaking ball from Sprouty there, and he's way ahead of the batter Soper. The pitch, this one's a soft chopper to Porter at first. It took a funny hop, and he cannot make the play. So that's going to be an infield hit for Soper. And now Jake Gordon will come to the plate. Gordon has walked and struck out today, stolen a base, scored a run. So some speed down at first with Soper. So Sprout spares over at Soper at first. Now looks in for the sign from his catcher band. Here comes that. And the pitch. And the batter, Gordon, lays down a nice bunt back to Sprout, and the throw is high, and Gordon will get to first. So the error on the throw will put runners at first and second. It's Soper at second, Gordon at first, and Stephen Segge coming to the plate. He's doubled and struck out today and scored a run, and Steve Ryer out of the dugout. My broadcast of Delta Panthers Baseball is brought to you by Delta Ace Hardware. They've been in business and serving the Delta community since 1915. Delta Ace Hardware at 121 West Gunnison River Drive, truly your one-stop everything shop. Let the helpful folks at Delta Ace Hardware help you with your next project. So it looks like we're going to have a Grand Mesa Motorsports pitching change. I will get you the details of that. And when we come back from this break, you're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
For over 30 years, visit Delta Cabinet Company. Your cabinet. Delta Cabinet Company.
Jack and Jerry is a quick service Mexican restaurant that specializes in freshly prepared style Mexican food. Open from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. should roast you for a quick, delicious meal. Taco Town at 707 Main, Delta.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Welcome back to Sterling. Mark Cantor with you. Grant Mesa Motorsports pitching change. It'll be Trayton Sandoval. The senior graduates on Sunday from the season on the mound. Tank is 2-2 in 10 appearances, has 4 starts, 1 complete game, 6.11 earned run average, 10 walks, 66 strikeouts. So he's got a fastball, a off-speed pitch, and then that nasty, nasty breaking ball that when he throws it, it is nearly unhittable. When he spots it, I should say, it's nearly unhittable. So Porter will move to first. Sprout will move to center. Leho moves over to third. Excuse me, into left, and then Porkman will go to third. So the first batter that Sandoval will face is Steggy. He's going to square to bunt and pop it foul. So Soper will be the runner at first, second, excuse me, Gordon at first, and with no outs, an 0-1 count to Seggy. Here's the pitch. Seggy squares the bunt again, and Sandoval catches the inside corner with that filthy breaking ball of his. So Tank stares in. He's got his sign. And the pitch. That curve ball check swing, and pulled it back, but a strike three will be called. That's an 8-in creations on main strikeout. First out of the inning. So the first strikeout of the inning for Tank. Braden gave up the 6 runs in the game. No walks and 7 strikeouts. The pitch. This one will be lifted to right field. Reed makes the play, and Soper will tag. So the sack fly by Buckley will allow Soper to move from second to third, and Easton Wilson will come to the plate. He's struck out looking and walked today. 2 outs, and Sterling leads 6-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Sandoval will look at the runners, now comes set. The pitch, runners going, pitch is outside as Gordon will steal second, get himself into scoring position. So second and third for the runners is so, actually, Gordon, they're going to say, is reached on a pass, or advanced on the pass ball. As the 1-0 pitch is fouled back out of play over the Sterling dugout. Sandoval stares in, he'll come set. And the 1-1. Swing and a miss. I think that was the off-speed from Trayton. And now he'll be ahead in the count. 1-2, 2-outs. 6-3, Sterling on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And the pitch. Curve ball, cannot find the zone. And the count is now even at 2. Just as wild on the scoreboard. As the 2-2 will join the 2-outs. Tank gets a sign, but then he'll step off the back of the rubber. So Tank rubs the baseball into his pant leg, and now he'll be set once again. The pitch, swing and a miss. And that'll be the second inning creations on main strikeout of the game and the inning for Sandoval. So no more damage done by the Tigers. Sandoval able to get out of the jam there. The score remains 6-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We will head to the top of the sixth inning. Delta needs to make up some of this difference here in the sixth and not leave it all to the seventh. My broadcast is Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryan State Farm Insurance. They're your local trusted State Farm Insurance agents. Contact Jerry and his amazing staff at 874-8626 and get a quote today for all your personal or business insurance needs. Jerry Ryan State Farm Insurance, 540 Main Street in Delta. So DiOrio out to pitch the six. He will face 6-7-8 in the lineup for Delta. That's Porter, Workman, and Delgado. So it's been a fairly clean game for Delta, with the exception of the fourth inning where Delta pitcher Braden Sprout issued a couple of walks and their defense had a couple of errors. That's pretty much the difference here, 6-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard, as Lance Porter will swing and miss at the Taco Time first pitch. The 0-1. Swing and a miss again by Porter. So quickly 0-2 to the Delta first baseman. And the pitch. And Porter will lean back, take that one inside. Here's the 1-2 from DiOrio. This one fouls back to the backstop. And Porter will continue to battle up there. Is the pitch, and he'll take that one high, and the count's even at 2. DiOrio stares in, he's set now, and the pitch. This one fouled off over the Sterling dugout, and Porter will step out, now back in. The pitch. On the ground to the right side, and the second baseman, Sakarda, knocks it down and then gets it on to first. Sakarda stuck with that play and able to recover after knocking the slow roller down and able to get Porter at first. Connor Workman will come to the plate now as Connor, 1-for-2 today. So the pitch to Workman misses for a ball. Step back in, the 1-0 pitch. Misses inside, and it's 2-0 to the Delta third baseman. DiOrio, with his sign, he'll kick and fire. That missed inside at the knees, and now 3-0 to Workman, as he'll step out now, casually step back in, and I imagine he's taking all the way here with the 3-0 count, the pitch. He is, and that's a 4-pitch, 1-out walk. Brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company for Workman, and Jesse Delgado will come to the plate. Delgado 1-for-2 with a strikeout today. So pretty intense signs from Steve Ryer down at the third base coach's box as that pitch will be outside for a ball. Porter with a good lead and the pitch. Swing and a miss at the 1-0. And the count's even. Jeffy steps out now back in. As it looks like Workman tying his shoe down at first. So Delgado back in and we're ready to go as Workman takes his lead. Here's the 1-1. That'll catch the outside corner. And it's 1-2 to Delgado, who now has to protect. DiOrio has his sign and delivers. Swing and a miss. And that'll be a inning creations on main strikeout for Delgado, the seventh strikeout of the game for DiOrio. Second out of the inning, and Brett Leo will come to the plate. Leo has struck out swinging and reached on an error by the third baseman. So Workman with the lead, the pitch, swing and a miss. So the count's 0-1 to Leo. Bynum is on deck if we can get that far. The pitch, swing and a miss. And that'll be, I guess that was the 0-2 pitch in a 8-in creations on main, swinging strikeout to Leo. Back-to-back strikeouts, and DiOrio is out of the inning. After just giving up the walk, Delta Strands Workman, and we'll go to the bottom of the seventh with Sterling still having a 3-run advantage, 6-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. We'll take a break. You're listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance.
Grand Mesa Motorsports is Delta's premier ATV, side-by-side, snowmobile, and outdoor equipment dealer. Whether you're looking for the latest work products and machines or today's best clothing and accessories, they've got it. Grand Mesa Motorsports also features a comprehensive service department with certified technicians who specialize in ATV and snowmobile service and repair. Visit Grand Mesa Motorsports today at 1325 Highway 50. Grand Mesa Motorsports, where you are the number one priority.
You're listening to Delta Panthers Sports, presented by Jerry Ryer's State Farm Insurance.
Mark Tanner back with you at Sterling High School and getting ready to go to the bottom of the sixth inning with the hometown Tigers leading 6-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. Sandoval out for the sixth inning here. He came into relief last inning. And he's looking to keep things stable here, not allow any more damage to be done by the Tigers. As the top of the order comes to the plate, Jackson Kyle, he's led off the game with bottom of the first inning with a home run and has been 0-2 ever since. The pitch, curveball, cannot break enough on the into the plate, and top of time first pitch to Kyle is ball one. Sandoval starts, and the pitch. This one back up the middle. And Clay cannot get to it. It's a leadoff single for Kyle. And now Cass Combs will come to the plate. Combs 1-for-3 today with a strikeout, has an RBI and a run scored. So a good lead by Kyle down there at first. Sandoval looks over there. Now comes that. And the pitch outside. Sandoval set. The pitch. That breaking ball will be lifted to deep left center, and it is gone. Combs with a two-run shot here in the bottom of the sixth inning. And this is actually the third home run on the day for Combs. He had a couple in the first game against, their first game against Middle Park, one of those being a grand slam home run. So the Tigers extend their lead. It's now 8-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. No outs, and Dylan DiOrio to the plate. DiOrio, 1-for-2 with a walk today and a strikeout, and it's off the base. Here's the pitch. That one sails all the way to the backstop for ball one. Here's the 1-0. Curveball on the inside corner is a strike. DiOrio steps out now, back in. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Curveball will be fouled back out of play over the Tigers dugout. And Sandoval, now ahead in the count 1-2. So, here's the 1-2 against DiOrio. This one will be popped up. Lejo over, and he will make the catch. So now one out in the inning, and Andrew Mike will come to the plate. Mike 0-for-2 with a strikeout and a walk today. Has scored a run. So Sandoval stares in, comes set, and the pitch. This one will be lifted to left. This one's going to left center. The wind will carry that one over the fence for a solo shot on Mike. For Mike. So two home runs here in the inning given up by Sandoval. First one a two-run job. This one a solo shot. And the Tigers now with a 9-3 lead on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. So all the home runs going out to left center today, which is the way the wind is blowing ferociously. So Noah Soper will come to the plate. Soper is 2-for-3 today. So Sandoval will look to recover here. One out, and Noah Soper at the plate. Sandoval stares in, he's set. And the pitch. This one's in the dirt, ball one.
Andrew Mike, by the way, that was his first base hit up this game. He went over two with one scored up at that point.
Long look in for Trayton, he's set now. And the 1-0. That fastball in there for a strike. Counts even now. And the pitch. Breaking ball to short, and Clay cannot field that one. So Soper will be on first by way of the error. And Jake Gordon will come to the plate. Gordon has reached on an error, walked, and struck out today. Has stolen a couple of bases and scored a run. One out and a good lead by Soper out at first. Sandoval sets and delivers. That one misses outside. Good snag by Bear to keep that one from rolling to the backstop. And Gordon steps out, now back in, and Sandoval sets and delivers. Runner going. Breaking ball is misses low. And Soper will be a second with the stolen bag. So 2-0 the count to Gordon as the runner's going. The pitch, and this one will be thrown down by Bear. It was bounced to Workman. Workman able to stop it. And back-to-back swipe bags by Soper. And it's 3-0 to Gordon. The pitch. Check swing, and they're going to say he was able to hold up, and it's a four-pitch walk to Gordon. That walk brought to you by Delta Cabinet Company, and now with runners at the corner, Steven Segui will come to the plate. He's 1-for-3, a couple of strikeouts and a double today. Run scored. So Segui will step in. Sandoval checks the runners, comes set at the belt, and delivers. Runners going, and Bear does not throw down, and Gordon with a stolen base. So one ball, no strikes, one out. Sterling leads 9-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard as Segui got a hold of that one, and it's gone. That was a no-doubter. So with that three-run blast, Sterling will increase their lead to 12-3 on the Sunflower Room scoreboard. And the Tigers putting a 6th spot on the board. And now Wyatt Buckley will come to the plate. Buckley 1-for-2 with a double, couple RBIs, and a run scored today. So Sandoval still out there. He's given up 3 home runs here in the inning. Sandoval stares in. He's set now. And the pitch. That's low and outside. And the 1-0 delivery from Sandoval. Also outside. So Sterling opened up the game with 2 runs in the first. Delta took the lead with a three-run blast by Brendan Bear to straightaway center field and managed to hold on for a couple of innings before Sterling retook the lead and hasn't looked back since, putting up 10 runs here in the last three innings. So the count even at two now as Buckley swings and misses at that pitch. Here's the pitch. Curveball is popped up. This one's actually going deep to center, and this one is gone, and that one will win the ball game by the run rule. The final score here is 13-3 in six, as Sterling has won the Region 3 title and will advance to the Elite 8 of the state tournament. It's been a great season for Delta. They worked really hard to get here, and they're definitely a young team this year, looking to get back to this point, if not further, next year. So I want to thank all of my sponsors this year. It's been a lot of fun streaming these games for everybody. You know, when I first started doing this, I wasn't exactly sure how it would work out, and it's been tremendously successful for me. I'll be back streaming again next year. I've also managed to communicate with one of the radio stations in Grand Junction. I'm going to collaborate with them to get some of my broadcasts over the radio waves as well. I'll have more information on that as things move forward. You'll want to pay attention to the Delta High School Facebook page for information on that as we get closer to the football season in the fall. Again, my sponsors, Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance, Hellman Motor Company, Taco Time, The Sunflower Room, Dowdy Steel and Machine, A&M Creations on Main, Grand Mesa Motorsports, Delta Cabinet Company, and Delta Ace Hardware. Definitely with their help, it made this whole venture possible for me. Again, final score was Sterling 13, Delta 3 in six innings. It's been my pleasure to bring you these games this season, and I look forward to you listening to doing it again next year and having you listen. So you've been listening to Delta Panthers Baseball, presented by Jerry Ryer, State Farm Insurance. We'll talk to you next year, folks. Have a good night.